Today's listener has a moral dilemma. They made more money by raising their prices. Wait a second, what's wrong with that? What's the moral dilemma there? What is the ethical challenge with raising your prices and making more money? Well, I guess we should listen to their question to find out. Welcome to Side Hustle School. My name is Chris Gillipo. Every day I have the privilege of bringing you this quick action-packed episode. Often listener questions, sometimes detailed case studies, sometimes tips, all kinds of things you can do to increase income without quitting your job, by using a skill you already have, and without going into debt. All good things. And I tend to think that making more money by raising your prices is a good thing. But there could be a bit more to it. So let's dig into the question and hear what our caller Allie has to say.
Hi there, Chris. This is Allie. And I've been following the show since at least season 2. This is more of an observation than a question, but I guess I'm wondering how common it is. I sell hula hoops and party games on an e-commerce website. I know that sales and discounts motivate buyers, and you talked recently about having a permanent sale. I decided to try something. I made a coupon code for 20% off everything in my shop, but I actually raised most of the prices in advance, so that the discount was more perception than reality. Guess what? I sold a lot more. I even made sales to customers without the coupon code, which surprised me. Have you heard of this happening before? Do you think this is something others should try? Lastly, I don't think I'm doing anything unethical with this strategy, but I'd like to get your take on it. Thanks!
Hey, Allie, I love this question. Congratulations on your hula hoop shop and congratulations on this very clever strategy. That's what I think it is. It's clever. It's not unethical in any way. So maybe to answer that more, you know, how common is it? It's actually pretty common. Like people do this in various ways. Lots of industries do it. You just don't always think about a side hustler or just a regular e-commerce seller, you know, adapting a strategy from a big company. But big companies do this all the time. As for this permanent sale, you know, like putting the price, you know, at one level and then offering a coupon code, but basically you're kind of factoring in all those details, you know, in terms of your own margin. Again, nothing wrong with that. Let's think about some of the businesses that do that. Airlines, furniture stores, delivery apps, so many more. Concert tickets, you know, these days are dynamically priced often to where like the price is like going up and down. And there was a story recently about the last Taylor Swift tour and how, you know, people in the same row sitting next to each other would often, you know, exchange stories and they would realize that one person paid hundreds of dollars more, you know, for basically the same ticket. There was also a lot of attention with Bruce Springsteen's tour recently where a lot of tickets were going for thousands of dollars each. And of course, people were kind of upset about that, but these are extreme examples. The point is dynamic pricing is, you know, here to stay. People are used to it. And so you're not doing anything unethical. You changed a price on your website. You published a coupon, you gave people a chance, you know, to use that discount if they wanted. So, you know, everything is fair game there, you know. And by the way, not sure if you've noticed, but prices are going up everywhere for just about everything. So good for you on finding a clever solution. Listeners, learn from Allie and maybe learn something from me, but especially from Allie in this case. And if you have a question, sidehustleschool.com/questions. Let me know what you're up to, what your ideas are, what's going well, and what is difficult. We have a new episode every single day, 7 days a week, including one coming tomorrow. That's it for now. My name is Chris Gillipo. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.